Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Oh, thank you very much, and welcome in to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks for joining us here as we welcome February to the schedule and Pebble Beach. Man, it doesn't get any better than Pebble Beach. Like, if you're thinking most iconic American golf course, in my mind, it has to be Pebble Beach, and the Monterey Peninsula just doesn't get any more beautiful with golf courses right on the beach, surrounded by forest. It is absolute paradise out there, Bob.
Yes, and Spyglass Hill is not so bad itself. First five, six holes are right down on the ocean in the sand dunes, and then they turn and go back up into the pines. And so just phenomenal golf on the Monterey Peninsula along 17-mile drive. And in the first round, we have two Northern Irishmen that made hole-in-one. And Rory slam dunked it on, I think, the eighth hole at Spyglass Hill. And then we had Shane Lowry make a hole-in-one on the iconic seventh hole in the first round.
You're saying the Guinness was flowing after round number one.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Good for them. You've had how many, Bob?
I've had four.
Four? Okay. Yes. All right. Very nice. And your dad had how many?
24.
I thought it was 26.
24. Might have been 26.
That's a lot. I've had one. There's definitely an element of luck involved when you get a hole-in-one, but you got to hit it close too. I mean, the closer you get, the more chance it has to go in, right?
That's right.
That's super cool. Okay, here's the lineup. We had a chance to get out to Cobra headquarters in Carlsbad, California, and we went through a full fitting. We're going to talk about that. Derek Faria, who was the head fitter, he's joins us to kind of give us a little synopsis. We did some video. That's coming up later. We're going to put some video together. We'll tell you how you can find that stuff. It's going to be pretty cool. Also, Jose Miraflor, who is over the product and customer engagement and a longtime friend. Really, really fun to spend some time with him. He set up this whole day for us. So you're going to hear from Jose as we kind of wrap it up. And then we're going to do more deep dive product stuff next week. So stay tuned, more of that. Plus, Troy Merritt is out chasing the DP World Tour. We'll catch up with him and the caddy right now on the Real Golf Radio.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind, you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com, where you can schedule a preview stay. Construction still ongoing, but the resort is open. Restaurants, golf course. It's absolutely fantastic. The weather is getting better. It's going to touch 70 coming up this week. So go to BlackDesertResort.com. Have a chance to play on the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. And by the way, it is set to host the LPGA Tour, which is coming to Black Desert, and the Black Desert Championship. 8 events after this week. The LPGA is playing the Tournament of Champions in Orlando, kicking off year 75 of the LPGA Tour, and Black Desert Resort is proud to be the newest event on the schedule, and you can check it out May 1st through the 4th, a Black Desert Championship at Black Desert Resort, May 1st through 4th. 8 events coming up after this week, blackdesertresort.com. And thanks again for joining us here. By the way, the Hilton Grand Vacations Tournament of Champions being played there in Orlando. This week's field, 32 LPGA Tour winners that have captured titles over the last 2 years. Plus, they've got 51 celebrities competing in their own points-based Stableford competition. So the clam bake has a little bit of competition, right? So I guess if you don't get into the LPGA event in Florida, you can go play in the clam bake or vice versa. So you got publicists that are writing both LPGA and PGA Tour saying, hey, my star in my portfolio wants to play in your event. And yeah, see where they can get in, right? So
yeah, PGA Tour plays the first 2 weeks this week with the celebrities, the first two days, and then there's a cut, and it's just PGA Tour from that point on. This is a great event. They're in Monterey at Pebble Beach. It's been around for forever, and it's so much fun to go to that area and to watch the golf that's played on that iconic golf course at Pebble Beach.
Your dad played with what celebrities?
Well, at Pebble Beach, it wasn't, I mean, I can remember him playing with, Alex Mahaley, okay? And that was the owner of Doral. His wife's name was Doreen. So Dor and Al are his name, and he and his wife's name. And they just, dad just played with him for, you know, quite a few years. and now we know it's Trump Durrell.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. You got celebs playing both with the ladies and with the men this week. PGA Tour continues to be an issue with slow play. We mentioned that in the tease. Bob, is there a solution for slow play? Do you think the players can figure it out?
Well, I hope they can. You know, PGA Tour says that they kind of monitor it internally through ShotLink and find out how long it takes guys to play. But yet they're still saying with the shorter fields that they should speed up more and that the shorter fields will expose those guys that are playing that are taking too long to play. But on the West Coast, guess what? Guys are still taking 5.5 hours to play. When at max, you should take 4 hours and 30 minutes, especially playing threesomes, twosomes even faster. So, I think they've got to do some things to really knuckle down on this and make fines or...
Is it fines? Away, is that what it is?
Take away FedEx Cup points, whatever. Or, disqualifications, as we were talking about, last year.
Yeah.
So things have to be done. Things need to be done. And it's shown that it can be done because in TGL there, they've only had one shot clock go off. That was Tiger putting this last week. And that's 40 seconds. It gives them 40 seconds to hit a shot.
I think DQing out of this, you got signature events that are so important, right?
Yep. Yep.
And if you get whatever, how they're going to do it, you can be disqualified from the upcoming signature event.
Yeah. The next one.
That'll hit you hard.
Yep.
And it's got to, right? It's got to. So one of the things they're talking about is range finders, letting the guys use some range finders. First of all, I don't know why they don't let them use range finders anyway. The only thing I would say is get in the conversations we've had with the caddy, he said that they would still go through the book and the same process to check what the range finder told them, even if they were using range finders. So I don't see how that saves time. I think that only makes it a longer round.
Well, if you're at a position, if you get in the trees or you get in the rough and you're blocked out and you can't find a sprinkler head or something in the range book, which these range books are phenomenal, then they're saying, if you're out of position and you don't, and like maybe you hit it on the other side of the trees and you're away from the fairway, just shoot it with the range finder and move on.
So that could be, if they would in fact do that, that would speed things up. There's no question about it. Scottie Scheffler's back. We weren't sure when we would see him. He, of course, had that hand injury, and he got off to a good start. There was nonstop coverage of every range session that he had on Golf Channel, and he goes out and, shot 65 in the first round?
5 under par, 67 in the first round.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, the 5 was in there. It was 5 under par, and it looked like, Scottie Scheffler of old. He's 3 shots back after the first round, or he was 3 shots back after the first round, and yet his first round back, as you said, 5 under par and starting off the year.
I mean, I was really concerned with a hand injury. Didn't know exactly what it was, if he had a little puncture, because those things can take a long time to heal. When you've got a part of your body that's always constantly moving, it's really hard for it to heal. Right? Like if it's a broken arm, you put it in a cast, it's immobilized, it heals fairly quickly. But it's in your hand that's always moving, and it's hard for that thing to heal up just right. And, I watched him on that constant range session. He wiggled his hand a little bit. Like you could see that there was, he was maybe just seeing if everything was okay there. But obviously it didn't seem to bother him.
Yeah, and that cut was right in the palm of his hand. And the reason that he had to have surgery is because there was some glass that was still deeper inside, so they needed to get it out. But, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he can do this year. We know he's mentally sharp. He's phenomenal hitting the golf ball. We need to make sure that he's okay with his palm.
And I believe that you and the caddy put his over-under of wins coming off that 7-win season. Well, 9, but 7 PGA Tour.
Yeah.
You put it at 5. You guys were both on 5. That's impressive. I mean, that back-to-back combo from 7 to 5 would be one of the, as we talked about, it's right up. Tiger was better in two-year stretches, but not very, he would be second to Tiger in the 2-year stretch if he went 7-5.
Yep.
Which is
pretty amazing.
Yeah, insane. All right, hey, coming up next, we're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy, Troy Merritt, still on the docket as well as he's over chasing his card out on the DP World Tour. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. You've heard me and Bob talk about our friends at Mount
Lead
Power
Equipment
in Salt Lake City
and Springville.
Springville.
Do you want to make
the
your partner and yourself happy?
And Garden,
then call our special hotline now.
In Ogden.
We'll sell
Mount
you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free
Say
offer.
Hello to
what are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for
Hi,
by the pharmacy
Brian
shop.
Taylor, for my
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And
sure
that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Golf by Worldwide Golf.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear, and at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now, and Nano will give you a free portable charging case, and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and it's time. It's America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, caddy joins us each and every week here on Real Golf Radio. What's up, caddy?
Well, I guess I don't know if I can really discuss what's up.
I think I threw him for a loop there.
Did you?
Well, you brought him on differently than we normally do. We kind of have our normal sort of cadence, and I decided to mix it up with a little energy tonight.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I've got no energy tonight.
We're catching caddy right off of a big dinner. That's what we'll just share that information right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Yeah, near food coma. I can hold it off long enough to make it back to the ranch, as they say. But
caddy,
that picture you sent us was strong. That might be postable. That was a pretty good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
filet,
done.
Yeah, lobster, cream spinach, potatoes, lobster mac and cheese. Wow.
You know, what's really impressive, Brian, is when Bob tells us the exact kind of wine that was. Because he just nailed everything right there.
He said,
He doesn't know the wine.
He said his mouth was watering looking at your picture. That's all I'll tell you.
Yeah, that photo is impressive. And I got to tell you, a substantial percentage of that is currently making its way back to the refrigerator at the abode.
Oh, wow. I thought that was going to go a completely different direction.
Different?
Yeah, I was.
No, no, no. Think Olajuwon waving the finger. No, no, no.
Oh, man. All right. You have to go boxes. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Hey, so you're in San Diego.
I heard a rumor that legally now you have to change the name of the show to Real Food Radio with some golf thrown in at the end. Is that true?
It's a big part of the golf lifestyle.
Yeah, it's what we do with the caddy.
It is. You know, it is.
And now I'm going to completely derail the show from what I want to talk about. But what is your all-time favorite golf course food? Like what should, if you started your own club today, I'll give you three items. What are three items that need to be, like, they're a must have at the club? And I'm talking like could be at the turn, could be probably not sit down, but more like accessible.
First ones.
There is BD. No chance. Hot dog, number one. Absolutely.
No.
Look, I am blue collar public course bred, born and bred. The hot dog at the turn is it. You have
no, burger
to have.
Dog.
That's a must.
Burger dog.
Well, the burger dog exists in two places. You got it at Olympic and you got it at Silverado. It's nowhere else. The burger. Now, if you're just saying, I'm talking like in general, right? Are we talking specific my golf course that I've?
That's what
built?
I. That's how I set it up. It's the caddy. It's the caddy country club, and it's brand new.
Yeah.
And when you show up, everyone's going to be excited because they can eat blank.
So the problem is to meet those requirements, we aren't limiting it to one thing. There's going to be multiple things on this menu.
Yeah, I said three. Like, give me three.
You get three.
No, that's
top
not
three.
Enough. That's not enough. That's not enough.
I need your top three. No. This is very simple. I need your top three, and I can't even believe you mentioned a hot dog.
I'm going to go... Yeah, I mean, it's still as great as the burger dog is. Here's the problem. We were discussing this tonight, actually. How often could you eat that kind of a dinner before it would really lose its greatness? You can't do it for dinner and lunch, right? You can't do it every day. There's some things that require moderation to maintain their status. And the burger dog, I think, is going to be one of those. I don't think you'd want it available all the time. I think you need to limit the burger dog. You have it. But it's limited availability. That's a big deal, you know.
So is
what,
the,
what
so
is this,
the hot
rib?
Is the hot dog? Is the hot dog all beef?
No, we're not breaking down the hot dog. The hot dog sucks. We're not, because if you're talking if you're sitting there telling me, do you want to eat a burger dog every day? I'd rather eat a burger dog than a hot dog every day. I'd rather have a hamburger than a hot dog every day.
So I'll tell you what I could do every day, legit. And I've only had it twice, but this is legit. And I don't even know if it exists anymore. I don't know what's going on here, but it should. The Black Desert Food Truck Taco. I could do that every day. I want that truck at my golf course. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So taco truck or taco stand. That would have been my number one. First of all, thank you for bringing
specific.
That up.
It's specific. It's specific. It's got to be the right one.
TJ's?
I mean, that's key. Oh, those were so good. Okay, so that's
okay.
One.
TJ's tacos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, number two.
You know, it occurs to me, now I know why I was in really good shape for most of my life. I didn't even a whole lot of golf course food because I'm struggling here. I wasn't eating.
I thought this
would
have been the biggest layup question that we've ever asked the caddy, and here we are six and a half minutes in, and we're struggling.
There's no question. Now, if we can take Look, if you want to set these standards, you've got to go to the number one place on the planet, the home of the 5-pound round, the Madison Club. You can just basically copy and paste what the Madison Club has and has done with their 5 food stations. It's okay. Ridiculous.
Okay, sure.
Kobe slider at the turn.
Now we're talking.
Mini Kobe slider. Yeah. They've got a fruit stand. They've got a snack stand, like a nuts and berry stand. When you come off the green on 18th, out of the mist, out of the gloaming, appears a guy dressed in a tux, waiter tux with the silver tray, and he's got in a Dixie cup a mini root beer float just for you to polish off your round with. Oh, it's insane.
So
Tommy Armour
sliders,
christened
okay,
the 5-pound sliders,
TJ's tacos,
and some root beer floats.
Yeah, and you've got,
that's a pretty good start, right?
Shakes.
Wait a second. What am I doing? No. You've got the Castle Pine / Mirfield Village shake. But what's even better than either of those shakes is the Castle Pine homemade chocolate chip cookie. That is the top of the list. The Castle Pine chocolate chip cookie usurps everything we've spoken of.
Wow.
Everything. It is number one. It is the number one golf course snack in my life. And I will be thinking about it later tonight.
All right. So we got shakes, a chocolate chip, a really good chocolate chip cookie. We've got tacos, sliders, and you go burger dog, like some sort of a hamburger or burger dog or something like that. The burger dog is nice because it's easy to eat. You can hang on to it. It's in the wrapper. A regular hamburger can get a little messy.
That's correct. The burger dog is an engineering masterpiece for grabbing it and getting in the cart and running down. Right. I mean, you can do that with the burger dog. That's not as easy with the taco. The taco, you kind of have to polish it off right there. Right. It's sort of if you're in a hurry to go, the burger dog is an amazing combination of everything great. It really is. It's a work of art.
So breakfast burritos in the morning and tacos, same guy's making tacos, right? So you got like street tacos. This is perfect. I don't think it needs to be that hard. You got breakfast burritos, you got tacos, you got some kind of a slider that you can put in there and maybe the burger dog, and you polish it off with a really good shake or a chocolate chip cookie.
And chocolate chip cookie.
What else? I mean, that's it, right? Like, why does it have to be so hard?
So, Bob, I'm going to make an observation here. You'll notice, Bob, you and I are no slouches when it comes to the world of being foodies. You and I are no slouches. But it's clear to me that Brian Taylor, he had made up his mind and was just being nice to ask us and pretend like he was going to pay any attention to what we had to say.
Right.
He had this all figured out beforehand. He knew the deal. I mean, listen, he's so adamant. Listen to him. Okay, this is what we're doing. This is it. I mean, he's dominating this conversation. And
he jumped right in and slammed the door on us.
He did. And he's
because
doing it
you
in
led
a very
with
nice
hot
way.
Dog. You led
See,
with
you
freaking
go.
Hot
there
dog. Oh, my.
Bob, he literally doesn't even understand right now that he's like, okay, what's your favorite food? I got hot dog. He goes, no, vetoed. Okay, that's okay.
Because
I
hold you in higher esteem than that, Caddy. That's why I cannot let you stoop to the hot dog.
True, tremendous story. You just reminded me. We're playing international 1 year, and Jack Nicklaus design course. And the fifth hole, it was a bomber's hole. You had to hit it a long way to get up to this flat. Once you got up to the flat, it's way uphill. It was super easy if you could bomb it. But for the average length hitters, you couldn't get to the top of the hill. Anyway, my player, who would never say anything, like a very quiet guy at the time, he comes out of the clubhouse and he says, I'm not sure if we're going to be invited to Memorial next year. I said, what happens? He says, well, Jack was in there. And he asked me what I thought of the course. And I said, I think the fifth hole is a little too much for the medium length hitters and it's too big an event. And he said, Jack proceeded to tell me what I was wrong in great detail. And he finished listening to Jack and he said, Jack, if you were going to give me my opinion, why didn't you just do that right away?
Oh, he did not. That's what he said.
if you were going to give me my opinion, like, why did you ask me? And this is from a guy who would never say anything like that to anybody.
Oh,
and I'm
my
like,
gosh.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's incredible. Mm. Well,
that's what BT just did, Bob.
And you know what?
That's right.
And that is probably the beginning and the end of my comparison with Jack Nicklaus. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. That makes me very happy.
Well, if you share any kind of characteristics with Jack, it's probably a pretty darn good and rare thing.
There you go. Well, that's not where I intended to go, but Caddy, we're out of time, and that was tremendous. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen, and I've just arrived at the abode.
time for nighty night. That food's going to go settle, and he's going to be snoring before the car turns off. That's the Caddy right here. Hey, stay tuned. Troy Merritt had a chance to catch up to him. He found himself 126 to the 200 category, so he's making some alternative plans. We'll catch up with Troy and see what he's up to next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
In a world of too good to be true, every once in a while you experience something that lives up to the hype. That's been my experience at Black Desert Resort. The Tom Weiskopf Championship Designed Golf Course is next level with the PGA and LPGA tours scheduled to play Black Desert. Demand is at an all-time high. Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to own real estate at Black Desert. Sign up for details at blackdesertresort.com and learn how you can enjoy year-round family fun in beautiful St. George, Utah. That's blackdesertresort.com.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
My name is Ariel, and I was in a car accident. Siegfried and Jensen, they decided to take my case and decided to go and protect me as a person. And I definitely recommend them.
Here for you 24/7.
Siegfried and Jensen took care of me, and they'll take care of you too.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. You're listening to Real Golf Radio and joined right now by a two-time winner on the PGA Tour in his 14th year, Troy Merritt, joining us. Hey, Troy, how are you, man?
Hey, guys. Doing just fine. Thanks for having me back on.
It's good to catch up to you. It's a new year and a little bit of a different one. This is year 14, as I mentioned, and limited, I guess, access this year. What talk to us a little bit about how this year is going to set up for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a year where we'll be on our toes each and every week for the most part. I mean, with the partial status, we might only get about 9 or 10 tour events before the FedEx Cup playoffs in August. So we'll play probably a little bit more golf on the DP Tour. I mean, I just finished up my attempt at the Farmers Insurance where I got a late sponsor's invite. Otherwise, I'd have been playing over just north of Dubai this week at the Ras Al Khaimah. As it is, I'm teeing it up the next 2 weeks, just not in the States. I'll be over in the Kingdom of Bahrain, head over there on Sunday morning, and then the Qatar Masters the week after that. So I'll be headed to the Middle East here next 2 weeks.
So you said you maybe 9 or 10 events. Will you get in some of the events later in the year also after the Tour Championship and that type of thing?
Yeah, the fall, I mean, we don't have a lot to go off of historically based on, you know, the new the standards that the tour are setting in order to keep your card for next year, you know, top 100, keep your card for next year. So I think a lot more guys will be playing. So the fall events, I mean, if you get half the fall, I think that'd be pretty nice. So that, you know, that'd bring our total up to around 12 or so. But I think that's the best you can ask for right now in our category. And when they're, you know, asking guys to play more and score more points and then reduce the number of cards next year, I mean, it's probably par for the course. I was only playing about a dozen times this year.
So is that a past champions category?
No, this year I'm in the 126 to 150 category. I'm just ahead of the past champions, yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
And what does that limit you to, Troy?
As far as
like
the
number, number of starts, or does it?
I mean, I think I have a pretty good idea. I mean, as far as the tour starts go, I mean, I won't see another one till Puerto Rico, hopefully. I mean, my category that I'm in has never had any issues getting into Puerto Rico, but like I said, with so many guys having to play now, even the opposite field events are going to be filled up with better fields than historically. Puerto Rico would hopefully be my next event, and then maybe Byron, Myrtle Beach, hopefully then Rocket, John Deere, ISCO, Barracuda, 3M, maybe Wyndham. So maybe a little run in the summertime, but until the summer, I mean, maybe only 3 or 4 starts on the tour.
Yeah, and then over there, DP World Tour events. What events are you looking at playing, or how often are you looking at playing and being gone over there?
I mean, I will play any chance that I get. Like I said, I would have played this week, but I got the late invite into the Farmers. I'll play Bahrain and Qatar, and then I'll go home for a week and then head down and play Kenya down in Africa. And then I'm trying to get into the South African Open the week after that. And then if I can play that, I'll go straight to Puerto Rico and play Puerto Rico and then maybe go home for a week. I think it's just a week, and then maybe head to Singapore and India. So plenty of airline miles before we hit April.
Troy Merritt joining us. Please tell me you got some Delta One status or something.
You know, I've been a Delta Diamond guy for about the last 8 years, and I'm penciled in already for Diamond through 2027. So I'll fly a lot of Delta and KLM, but they don't fly to Qatar and Bahrain. So just to make it easy on myself, I'm going to fly a little bit of American and Qatar Airways for this next 2 weeks. But I did find out that you can get from Doha, Qatar, to Boise, one stop through Seattle. So that's
wow.
Huge.
Wow. Who knew you were just a stop away, huh, from Qatar to Boise?
Yeah, no, I mean, leave at 8:05 in the morning and get home before dinner time that night. It's beautiful.
Hey, Troy, so I guess this may be an obvious question, but I don't know. Why DP World Tour versus, say, Korn Ferry Tour? And with the arrangement with the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour, is do you essentially have status there and or Korn Ferry Tour?
So with the new kind of partnership between the PGA Tour and the DP Tour, starting last year, the guys from 126 to 200 could sign up to play on the DP Tour. They would take the top five guys on that list each week on the DP Tour, with the exception of, I think there were three events last year that the category didn't have access to. So right now, I would be eighth on that list because not everybody signed up. And there are several guys ahead of me that don't plan on really playing at all. So I should get in every DP event that our category gets in, which, like I said, it could be 12, 15, it could be 18 or 20 starts throughout the year. So where I'm sitting at in my career, I'm not trying to get established. I've played the Korn Ferry Tour. The DP Tour, the purses are usually 2 to 3 times bigger each week than the Korn Ferry Tour, and a lot of times have more world ranking points available. Plus, they're places that I've never been to. It's a tour that I've loved playing on for the 10, 11, 12 events that I've played in my career. And, you know, it's just kind of a fresh start, you know, just kind of getting away from some of the struggles that I've had here in the States, you know, the last year and a half, 2 years. So kind of a fresh start, you know, might be my, you know, one opportunity to kind of play a more of a world tour. And I might as well take advantage of it. I mean, I'll be 40 later this year. I've had a nice long career so far. And now I just want to try to add to it here before they try to kick me to the curb.
You know, Troy, when I was growing up, I had the opportunity to travel with my dad all over the world. I've been to Kenya, been there, been to Singapore, been to India, you know, New Zealand, all over the place. Are you gonna be able to, or will you plan on taking any of your kids with you, especially like your older kids, to experience some places in the world with you?
It's not really part of the plan right now. I mean, they rarely travel when I played the tour schedule. I mean, we still need to get them passports just to even make it an option, you know, maybe a travel, you know, throughout Europe in the summertime for 2 or 3 weeks. I will say that, I mean, they are very busy with their own schedules. I mean, we made that commitment early in my career that they would grow up at home and have normal lives and be with friends and get to do the activities that they want to do versus growing up in hotels and airports and watching dad golf all the time. So we'll probably stick with that, but it doesn't mean that they might not, you know, they might come out for a couple weeks here and there, maybe.
Troy Merritt joining us here on Real Golf Radio, taking a look at the 2025 season. How difficult is that for you to, I know you travel is just part of your life and part of your career. This one takes you a little further away. How tough is that, especially with all the growing up that these kids are doing?
Yeah, I had that chat with my wife at the end of last year when we were kind of first looking at what a schedule might look like. And I basically said, listen, y'all don't come out on the road with me, especially during the school year. So really, what difference does it make if I'm gone 2 or 3 weeks in the Southeast United States or on the other side of the world? I can't be home anyway. I've got to play golf. I've got to work, and y'all aren't going to be with me. So, you know, does it really matter where I am in the world if I can't be with you? And, you know, we kind of looked at it at that angle. Plus, you know, I'm still very competitive. I still want to play. My wife is actually quite excited that I get to go play some DP Tour events. She thinks it'll be a fantastic idea to get some fresh starts. And like I said, I love going over there and playing. So it's a great opportunity. I'm extremely excited. She's on board, which is fantastic. So yeah, we're just, you know, just looking for a nice year on the golf course now.
Hey, so the new big thing that we're seeing over the last few weeks is the TGL. Have you had an opportunity to look at that, and what do you think?
I've seen a few clips. I have not tuned in on the TV. I have to say it doesn't do it for me by any standard. So I will let those people that enjoy watching it. And I will just, I will be over in the corner where I belong.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Let's put it a different way. Do the boys like watching golf?
When I'm playing, yes.
But generally speaking, they're not necessary. Because how old are they? Are they like 12, 14?
Yeah, they're 13 and 11. They love watching football. They'll watch college basketball. That's about it. They're not so much on the golf side of things.
Okay, so have they asked about the TGL or clicked around or had any interest in that?
They have pretty much zero access to any kind of internet or social media or anything like that. They have no desire to be on a computer. They don't have phones. So they don't even know anything about TGL, to be honest.
Okay. Not that they're the target audience. I was just curious if, you know, that younger, because I know they're trying to hit the younger demographic. I don't think they're doing that for me and Bob or as fans. They're probably, they're certainly not doing it to entertain other PGA Tour players. So I just was curious if it was something that got brought up in the house.
Well, I would say, especially with my youngest, he'll watch a little bit of football, but he loves playing the violin and he's starting to pick up the piano. So he'd rather be off doing, you know, puzzles and building Legos, listening to music and playing his instruments. And he can really care less about a lot of the sports world, which is fantastic.
Cool.
Troy Merritt. That is awesome. Troy Merritt joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So, from a DP World Tour standpoint, what a win out there, top tens, how does that translate to, I'm sure your goal is obviously to get back with, you know, full status on the PGA Tour. What's sort of the barometer there? Where do you need to get to?
So the top 10 on the DP Tour that aren't exempt for the PGA Tour get cards for the following year. That started last year. If you play really well, yeah, have a couple wins and then some nice finishes and do well on the race to Dubai. Yeah, you can get your card back. I think to keep your card out there, typically you got to be around the top 115, by the end of the year. It fluctuates just a little bit by a spot or two, but, I want to play as well as I can and good golf will take care of itself, but just looking forward to enjoying my time on the course and playing new courses with some different guys and seeing new places. And I've got a new caddy this year and he's excited to go traveling around and seeing new places. So we're just looking to enjoy it. You know, I don't have probably too many more seasons at the highest level. Just kind of taking a step back and remembering that you love to play the game and keeping a good attitude and being positive and then hopefully some good golf follows.
I love that. Hey, before we let you go, Justin Thomas wrote a letter to fellow tour pros encouraging them to be more free with their access and that kind of thing with the media. You've obviously been very willing and happy to chat with us over the years. What's your thoughts on that or the need for that? And what do you think about the health of the PGA Tour and going forward?
I thought it was kind of funny when I saw that in my email inbox and I read it. Coming from him who has been very vocal, at least maybe not publicly, but to the tour about not doing stuff like that, you know, throughout his career. And I laughed because I don't know if you guys will remember this or not, but the first time we played the Barracuda in Tahoe, I was mic'd up for the final nine holes on Friday. And then I happened to be the final group and leading the golf tournament and mic'd up the final nine holes on Sunday, the first player ever to do that on the tour. So I enjoyed it. I tried to, try to kind of get it going a little bit, but none of the top names at the time had any desire to do anything like that. So, you know, they're a few years behind. It's nice to see that they're willing to try to do that now and going forward. But, you know, we tried to get that going, 5 years ago now, and they had no desire to do that. So, you know, unfortunately with it seems like with the tour of the last several years, you know, they're just kind of always one step behind playing catch up and then trying to do some things that they call innovative, but still, you know, a couple of years behind. But, you know,
they're doing their best. And, you know, the health of the tour, we have a lot of great players out here. It was very unfortunate this week that we had some big names pull out at the last minute, which I know a lot of people, you know, wanted to see, you know, your Will Zalatoris and, Gary Woodland pulled out. Xander pulled out late. So, I mean, that hurts events, obviously, when we have those late pullouts from bigger name guys, but the tour has so many good players and so many good young players to give those, it gives those guys a chance to get their name out there a little bit more. And I mean, the tour is always going to be around and there's always going to be a very high level golf played at the tour. It's just, you know, we need to get a lot of these names that the general population and your average fan, they've never heard of these young kids. So it's good to get a chance to see him play some golf, because we really do have a lot of good golf from top to bottom on the PGA Tour these days.
Troy, you're always very generous with your time. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. By the way, how windy was it out there at Torrey?
I mean, they shut us down for about an hour almost. I thought a tree was going to fall on my head on the third hole today. I waited 5 minutes as the sustained, I mean, it had to be 35, 40 mile an hour gust. It never let up. I mean, you tried to hit a 150 shot about 115 yards, guessing to try not to hit a wedge in the ocean from 100. I mean, it was hard. It was hard.
Yeah.
Brutal. That's tough. All right. Well, wish you the best. Safe travels, and we'll keep a tabs on you and hopefully check in with you on your international journey.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Troy Merritt joining us here on Real Golf Radio, off to the DP World Tour, and I love it. Great attitude. He's going to go see some new places, remember the love of the game, and see what happens. So there you go.
There you go.
More continues next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. 2025 NFL Pro Games began yesterday as the NFC took a big early lead, 14-7 over the AFC. Pro Bowl game action continues on Sunday as both conferences will battle it out in flag football. 11 players were replaced from the initial roster due to the Super Bowl. Those players include tight end Travis Kelce and running back Saquon Barkley. NBA action on the scoreboard, the Cavaliers beat the Hawks 137-115. Bronny James finally scoring some points for the Lakers. He had 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists in a Lakers win over the Wizards 134-96. Timberwolves on the road against the Jazz win it 138-113. Grizzlies and Rockets battled it out. Grizzlies win by just 1 point, 121-119. And the Trailblazers take the W over the Magic 119-90. On the ice in the NHL scoreboard, Jets win over the Bruins in a big fashion, 6-2. Senators and Capitals all the way into overtime. Senators take it barely by 1 point, 5-4. Hurricanes win over the Blackhawks, 3-2. Canadians blank against the Wild. Wild take it 4-0. Lightning shutting down the Kings. They win 3-0. Islanders and Flyers mirror that score. Islanders take it 3-0. Flames over the Ducks win it 4-1. Red Wings and Oilers all the way into a shootout. Red Wings take it on the road, 3-2. Blue Jackets and Golden Knights in overtime. Blue Jackets win it 2-1, and the Kraken in a dominant win over the Sharks 6-2. That's your sports shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We are headed to the dog days of February. The Super Bowl is the only game left on the nearly six-month-long college and pro football docket. Baseball spring training is a month away. The NHL and NBA campaigns are a month away from meaningful regular season games. And March Madness is also about a lunar cycle away. So let's dive into the grab bag and see what isn't being talked about that will stimulate the mind. I mentioned the Super Bowl, which comes up on February 9th. How about those championship game ratings last weekend, especially the AFC one? Yes, the NFC ratings were down significantly, but 44 million viewers is still impressive. Couple that with the near record 58 million that watched the Chiefs edge the Bills, and it's just more evidence why sports leagues should or do step out of the way of the behemoth that is the National Football League. A tip of the cap to the PGA Tour, which runs its Farmers Open Tour event on Wednesday through Saturday. In the NBA this week, Commissioner Adam Silver floated an interesting idea, that being the 40-minute NBA game. Silver points to the Olympics and the college game being 40-minute affairs, and he'd like to see some concurrency with his league and would be in favor of 4 10-minute quarters. He even points to the modern television habits, meaning our attention spans. Where this is really headed, though, is to the load management problem the league has. Resting key players down the stretch during an 82-game marathon this league endures. Many pay hundreds to go see their favorite players and find out on game day that player is scratched for rest. Playing a 40-minute game would be the equivalent of reducing the season by 13.5 games. And finally, the Utah Hockey Club is down to three nicknames, and the decision will be made this offseason. Besides the current name, the Wasatch and my favorite, the Mammoth, remain. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. This back nine is going to be a little bit of a Cobra edition of Real Golf Radio. The Cobra era has begun for Real Golf Radio. Had a chance to be at headquarters in Carlsbad, California this week. You're going to hear from Derek Faria. He's the fitter, the head fitter. Not just, you know, look, this is the fitting studio right inside the headquarters. Yes. They redid this thing recently in the last year. Oh, man. It is fire. It is so cool. And we got to spend 3 hours in there. And we did the show. We did all kinds of interviews. We got fit. Hit all the new gear. It's so fun. So you're going to hear from Derek, who put us through that. Also, Jose Miraflor is going to join us, and he's director of architecture and customer engagement. He's basically the one that kind of gives the color to the whole thing and sort of puts the glue on it. So our conversation with Jose is also coming up later this hour here on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, going around the facility, not only the fitting area, but also putting can be done, then also up to Cobra Puma Golf and seeing everything up there. And we're over the next 2 weeks are going to have a lot of information for you about Cobra Puma Golf.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's really good stuff, and we're excited that we'll talk about that coming up here in just a minute, what we got fit into. Also, PGA Tour playing Pebble Beach. LPGA kicks off their 75th year. LPGA75.com is a landing page to check that out. They're kicking it off with the Tournament of Champions this week in Orlando. And this week's field, they've got 32 LPGA Tour winners. They've got 51 celebrities that are also competing on their own points-based Stableford competition. So we got ladies with celebs. We got the guys with celebs, coast-to-coast celebs going on around the game of golf. So it's pretty cool stuff. And by the way, the countdown to the LPGA's Black Desert Championship is eight events after this week. It's May 1st through 4th, newest event on the LPGA schedule. And it's the second largest purse, only behind L.A., and the Chevron, which is a major. Of course, the majors are always going to be bigger purses, but we're excited to welcome the LPGA back to Utah. This is going to be super cool to have them here and to see that event. And then, of course, the men will be back again in October. So it's a spring, fall tour events at Black Desert. Check out blackdesertresort.com. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll get you into some of the headlines as well as how this fitting went, and we'll kick off our Back Nine Cobra event next.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select
Iowa
HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, here at the Cobra headquarters in Carlsbad. Just went through a fitting session. Derek Faruya is the head fitter here and did a great job helping us out. So, Derek, give us the kind of synopsis. So, obviously, Bob and I are different players. Yeah. He's really good, and I just try. But what was your thoughts?
Although his handicap's lower than mine.
I was going to say, both pretty good, actually. First in the irons, you know, we ran through different head shapes for both of you. Bob settled on the King Tech. Yours was the King Tour. We tried the 3D printed iron. This is why we do fittings. It's on paper, really good iron that should fit everyone, should be better for everyone, and just didn't match up exactly to what you guys needed. So went with a little different head shape. And as far as shafts, kind of kept you similar to what you're already playing. Shaft, right, it's timing too. I think certain players get lost in shafts because it's a, you know, it's a sexy part of the game. But we stayed in something similar. And for Bob, a little lighter, offered him, you know, a little better dynamics, a little more height, a little more distance while still, you know, keeping that strike really tight and dispersion good. So on the driver side, you know, the new Future Fit and the adapter shows us the range that we can really build clubs into and fit into in any player. Both of you were 9-degree LS, but complete opposite players. You're a, you know, cut guy that kind of squeezes it out there, fights high spin. He's a draw player that kind of fights low spin. And yet we were in the 9-degree LS, just two completely different setups. And that's really what Future Fit does, is gives us the most, you know, fittable driver on the market. And we know we're going to still have that good distance overall as well.
So tell us real quickly, this the DS Adapt, and you just mentioned that Future Fit stuff, but you've got a wheel that when you first glance at it, it's a little daunting. You're like, I'm not sure what to do with it. Break that down and show, kind of, you showed us how it went into these quadrants, right?
Yeah, so Future Fit, 33 unique settings. It sounds like a lot. It sounds like you're going to tinker all day and it's too much. Definitely make sure you get a good fitter. I mean, that knows it. We've hopefully been doing really good training for a lot of players and fitters, so they know what to do. But four head shapes, four completely different lie angles, you know, CGs, you know, face angles. So always start there. just to make sure you know, okay, what player are we targeting? You'll quickly know to narrow it down to one or two different head shapes for that player. A1, that's our standard loft, standard lie setting. You always start there, and because once you find that head shape, then you know, okay, where do we adjust? So when we look at the chart that you can pull up, there's actually a QR code on the head. It'll pull up that exact chart that we've been looking at all day. You kind of just picture it downrange, like a dartboard, the mandalas. You know, what are we trying to correct? So for you, you were spinning it a little too much, was cutting a little too much, you know, to the right, but not too bad. So we were mostly looking to come down the chart. And so what you do is, okay, my miss is high right. What's opposite of that on the chart?
Low left.
So, yeah, low left.
Yeah.
Then we quickly go from 33 settings, four quadrants, to we're probably only ever looking at two or three settings outside of standard if A1 doesn't work perfect. So for you, we only tried, what, two other settings in that low left of trying to get the spin down more and more, and then we set on F3. So mostly down in loft, tad upright. Okay. So, and then for you, exact opposite, right?
Is
we tried a couple different head shapes. We kind of decided to go 9-degree lofted up versus the 10-5. So we were fighting the opposite way, as you got a little low spin, you know, sometimes that toe strike for you could get a little left. So we were going opposite of the chart. We went all the way up kind of towards like A7, B6 territory. And that's what we ended up settling on is B6. So for you, little flat, basically up to 10.5 loft.
10.5 loft.
Yep.
And as a fitter, how like transformative is this technology?
For me, it just allows me, you know, golf is played by everyone. I see, you know, pros up to beginners. It allows everyone that walks in here to be able to get fit into a driver that performs. But maybe, you know, players have preference. Golf is a mental game. Certain times, you know, you said it yourself, you like the look of the LS more than the X. So then I got to make the LS work. Let's make sure we optimize it as best as possible. And so that's really what it's about is we know we're fast, but can you optimize it for any player that walks in the doors? Yeah. And give them what they want looks-wise, but also performance, which is, you know, the name of the game.
Derek's money. It's been great. Thanks for having us here, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a real treat for us, and it's been fun. So I'm excited to game the new Cobras. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Sweet. Awesome.
All right, there you go. Right from Derek, our fitter. That was pretty cool stuff. So, Bob, you and I kind of had an idea as we looked at the website before going to Cobras. Like, I'm thinking, based on their information, which is pretty good online, actually, if you go to CobraGolf.com, but you look at that, and I'm like, okay, I think you're going to fit in one of these two categories. And that's where we ended up fitting. I was trying to keep an open mind. It wasn't like I pre-framed it, because like I told you, I was really sort of hoping that the 3D irons would work because they're just super sexy, and they do feel great. I actually moved it, as you heard Derek talk about, I actually moved it a little bit better, but I wasn't as consistent with it based on where the center of gravity was.
Yeah.
And he just kind of said, I can't believe we found the two guys that aren't benefiting from lower CG in their irons, right?
So. And that's what it was. I mean, you and I bottomed out a little bit, which means hitting the ball a little bit fat. And he said, you know what? You can probably get used to hitting these irons, but that's not what's giving you the best result. And that's what the fitting whole process was. We found out which was giving us the best result.
Yeah. So I ended up with King Tour. And I guess, should I worry that that's the same iron that Ricky Fowler's playing?
No. No. Because you're not the King CB. The King CB is like the true, like, muscle back or
right.
muscle cavity back, so to speak. The King Tour irons still have a lot of the tech in them and that kind of thing. Ricky likes those the best, and you are going to get the black ones, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going black on these. The King Tour irons, they've got a 5-step forged construction, compact tour cavity back shape, TPU insert for a soft feel and feedback. And now they got the black sort of detail on that, but they're really, like, to look down on them, they look fantastic. Here's what I was surprised, because they definitely look like a player's iron. I was surprised at how buttery they felt.
Right.
And at the same time, how much it felt like they really exploded. Like, almost, like, I kept looking up to think, did that thing just like trampoline off of that, which is a different feel. Like, it's so soft and yet so explosive at the same time. I don't know how to explain it, but they look fantastic, and they are easy to hit. It felt like they were really easy to hit.
Well, and it was fun to watch you hit them, and it's fun to watch you hit two or three different types of irons just to see which ones. You know, the interesting thing is, we, like you said, we wanted so bad to get into those 3D printed irons, and we would hit them and, you know, struggle just a little bit. But then once you got the one that fit right, it was like, it was immediate reaction once we had the right club in our hand.
Interestingly enough, on the King Tour, Bob, it says that it's recommended for tour to 7 handicappers. So that's a pretty big range.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I mean, what's tour? Like +8, +10? So you're talking about, that's a pretty big gap. And then the King Forge Tech, which is what you ended up going with.
Yes.
0 to 12. Yes. So it, again, that fits a little bit. And that's probably only because, do you remember what Derek kept saying? That the guys on tour were trying to get rid of distance. So if you want to talk about the whole distance thing, that blew my mind. They kept talking about, what can I do to eliminate distance? The tour players aren't trying to hit it further. They're trying to hit it less, if you will, right? For the most part.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we see week to week to week on the PGA Tour, a guy will have 180 yards and they're hitting a pitching wedge or something like that. Guys are trying to dial it back.
Yeah.
They're trying to dial it back so that they can get, they can hit their numbers and be more consistent. So the King Tech irons, they are a forged body and face, and they look like a blade type of iron. The shaping on them is awesome. The feel of them is really, really good, but they have some tech in them, and it provides a lot of help for a guy that's, I'm not going to say what age I'm pushing yet, but yeah.
Hey, your handicap is still, you're still a scratch golfer, so it doesn't matter how old you are.
But it was interesting that when we started thinking about this process, you sent me a text and you said, I think these ones are for you, and these are probably going to be the ones for me. And I don't know if you pre-framed us for that, but that's what it came out to be.
So what it turned out to be. I mean, it just feels like that's, and here's the other thing that was kind of wild, Bob, is that it has a little bit more offset than the ones I'm playing, but that didn't seem to bother you. Cause I know you've never really had offset, but until you've played these Callaway Paradigms in the last year, you've sort of had a little bit more offset, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more,
but that didn't bug you.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, because the numbers were really, really good. All right, hope you enjoyed that. That's the fitting. When we come back, Jose Miraflor, Cobra Puma Golf, is going to break it down for us and wrap it all up. You're listening to the Cobra edition of the Back Nine of Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter. If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
We're inside Cobra headquarters here in Carlsbad, California, and this is the fitting studio, and we're joined by our good buddy, can you believe it, right here in the flesh, Hose himself. Hey, wait a minute, I gotta get this right. VP Cobra Architect and Consumer Connections, Jose Miraflor, joining us right now. Dude,
first
this
of
is
all,
so cool.
Two corrections.
Yeah.
One, this is a face for radio. Okay.
They've told me that for years.
Right. And two, it's VP of Cobra Architecture.
Oh, architecture.
If I was an architect, that would be a whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm architecture.
Gotcha. All right. Good clarification. Hey, but no, seriously, like I was here, it's been a few years, but this did not exist.
You have not aged. You look really well.
You did say you're a salesman. Thank you. But look, this whole thing, this wall. First of all, this Cobra wall is ridiculous. Had to set up here. But you got Putter Studio here. You got the little bar crow's nest over here. We got Fit right back here. Like, you set the day. You took care of us today, bro.
We have redid the office last year. And in early 24 and late 23, we closed it down, redid it all. And this was the one of the final pieces to get done because this is home, right? And the wall behind you is incredible. We love this studio. It's a place for special people to come hang out. And even for us, it's just a place to decompress if you need to go somewhere. There's beers on tap all day long.
Shocking.
We don't take advantage
Shocking.
Of that.
Shocking, right.
We have a rule in here, 4:30 or later, but some people say it's 4:30 somewhere. Right?
Then
you saw the studio, which is, you had your fits today, and I heard that went really well. And then you don't even see right next door in the locked door, that's the R&D bay, where we do a lot of our research and testing. And we're already testing 2026 in there. That's why we haven't brought you in there. They have some special products that we're already testing.
Should we tell them Derek took us in there?
Oh,
yeah, we
walked my
through.
Gosh.
We walked
Did you, were there clubs leaning on the wall with paper on the wall?
I can neither confirm.
Yeah, I can neither confirm or deny.
Look into my pen.
What? Where are we?
They're playing Mind Eraser.
So let's start with next year's product. I'm just kidding. We actually didn't see anything. In fact, he took us back through where, you know, the whole tour department, and then he said, this is where we do a lot of 3D printing, but they told us I can't come in here because there's lots of new stuff. So he didn't take us in there.
He's smart.
But somebody just like happened to open the door and walk in, and so it was like sort of like Christmas morning. We kind of peeked, see if Santa came.
There are all kinds of goodies in that room.
But isn't that the cool part of what you do?
Oh, yeah. We're way far ahead. I mean, right now we're launching DS Adapt, which is what you guys are trying today. It is so last year for me. This morning when you guys arrived quite early, and I love the fact that you guys get places
early. We were so
early.
Excited.
Yep. Guys got here early. I was on my way to our test center, our other place besides here. We have a place in Encinitas Ranch where we have our tour truck. We have hedges up, nice grass area. It's where we like to have a tour experience that people come and pay for. We were testing all next year's products, next future generation 3D printed irons. We were out there testing them all morning, and I was running late, so I had to go out there instead of meeting you here. So thanks for being flexible.
What time did you leave your house this morning, Bob?
Probably about 5:45.
There you go. So we've been up. We're so excited. Like, it was like Christmas morning. We're so excited to be here. Can't you tell you?
I love it.
So we got to the airport. We rented a Tesla. It took us 15 minutes to figure out how to turn it on. And then once we did that, then we were down here, man. We were straight here.
We were coming.
And then we realized, oh, we're an hour and a half early. Let's go see the boys at Fuji and get some lunch.
Did you put the Tesla on auto drive?
I didn't figure that out, but I think I'd love to. Maybe on the way back.
There you go.
I don't know if Avis lets us do that.
You can sit there just texting on your way to the airport, and everybody around you is freaking out.
We were seriously, I'm like, we should be filming this. Like, yeah. We're literally like, how do we
start this thing?
It was a riot.
It's Gen X trying to be techie.
That was my first time trying the Tesla. Hey, so we're thinking tech, right? We got to be thinking tech. We're coming to Cobra.
Absolutely.
So we come in. The fittings were fun, dude. Like, Derek is awesome. And you know what I love about it is he just like, okay, tell us what you're doing. What are you playing? What do you like about it? You know, gathers all the, okay, that kind of matches this. He lays out several things. Like, I think we could go here. We could go here. And then let's start here. Bob went first. And, you know, he's like Stripe Show on the monitor, right? It's just like middle of January. Changed. This guy like just hasn't played in four months.
Haven't played since we were in Jamaica together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's and he just awesome. Comes stripes it. That's
Hello.
What he does.
Just me. Yeah. That's just you
me.
Anyways.
That's me.
It's in the bloodline.
Yep.
Well, that's true.
I heard there's been great players in the history of the family, so I would suspect that you're part of that.
Bob got the attention. And he's
the number one.
That's awesome.
See, he got some attention back in the R&D department when they said,
Tour guy.
They said, wait, Casper, you related to...
Really?
Yeah.
He said, maybe.
It's my dad.
Maybe, yeah.
It's just my dad.
Yeah. So, which I didn't know, Bob dropped that Billy was a Cobra guy for a while.
He was. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty cool. So we need to come out with like a little, we need to do a little retro, like Casper line here. That'd be
there
cool.
There you go. That's why we call this the Crow's Nest. It's after Tom Crow.
Yep.
Okay. He probably knew Tom Crow personally because Tom was very involved with his tour staff, right? And that's when you make some really good headway. When the president, owner, operator is involved with the players, you had great stuff made for him, right?
Yep.
So, no doubt. Yep. All right, so you got this DS Adapt. So you know what was cool about the learning about the DS Adapt is you look at the chart, and when I first saw it, I was like, what's Hose doing here? Because it's just a bunch of dots, and I'm like, it's Greek, right? But Derek quickly explained what it was, hey, we've got center, and then you're looking at this like, and Mike was really good to explain this as well, is you're looking down range at your shot pattern, and if you want to dial it back, you just go to the point, the part that you want to bring it that direction, and boom, done. And there's
33
options.
Settings.
That's pretty amazing.
And I'll add to what they said, because they're absolutely right. I say what's unique about this system, it's a 33 options for a golfer to try. Right. Do you need to try all of them? Oh, I hope not. That's a long day. You only, when you ask a true fitter, or even ourselves, when you've tried a driver and fit yourself into a driver, how many settings does it take you to find
one? Or two.
One or two. Maybe three, maybe four, if you need to help that person, right? But that's all you need. The beauty of it is when you have a system like ours that has a true center, and you can go 2 degrees up in loft, 2 degrees down, 2 degrees flatter in lie, 2 degrees more upright in lie, and you can really move in all directions. Now you have a fitting system that can really adapt to all golfers, not just to somebody where a fitting system is draw bias, right? The moment you change loft or lie, in the old system that we had, I'll speak to ours only, my fly 8 was great. 8 simple settings, standard, +1, +1.5, -1, -1.5, that's a good range, and 3 draw settings. Well, really, it's a circle, it's a tube you're putting into a driver, so there's only one setting, standard, that's truly down the center of the range. The moment you change loft or lie, and this holds true for other fitting systems, you're making it more upright. So you're tilting your spin axis to the left, which for better players, we may not need that help to go left. So now in our new system, you can change loft independently and not change the direction. You can change lie angle indirectly without changing loft. So that's a beauty in itself. And then when you add in all the unique settings that go in all directions, it's the fastest way to get to somebody to fit, like you said. Once you find a quadrant and you admit that you hit high right, you're gonna go to the low left corner and try those, because when you go past the center, it'll bring those shots down to the center. It's that easy.
Yeah. Exactly what happened. So why, if my mind is correct, which is not always these days, I think this goes back to 2004, when you were probably a TaylorMade, when we did movable weight technology, and that sleeve, and Bob and I have talked about it, in 25 years, I think that idea that you can quickly, the quick fit, whatever you want to call it, to be able to switch that up is probably one of the most revolutionary things in the game, because it changed from having to glue. Like, you can actually get fit so much easier and quicker. Yeah. But why is it taking that long to be able to figure out how to adjust it without fixing the lie angle?
You know,
You can't say it's taken that long. There are other great fitting systems out there. You know, I give credit to the Titleist team. They have a very robust fitting system. It has 16 settings. It just doesn't have our range, right? So we opened it up even more. Our engineers worked on it for a long time. We literally have, we can't step on people's feet to get there, right? You can't use their patent. You have to be around it, do your own way. And I asked for more than my Fly 8 in 2016, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the guys are like, you know, Hose, this is really good. The next way we have to do is a cup link, and there's a lot of patents around that. We have to invest time. And they finally got around to it. 2 years ago, they showed me, and I was thinking I was going to see 12 settings, maybe have unlocked flat, because I really believe that, especially in hybrids, where hybrids fly high draw when we hit them, right?
Right.
You want a hybrid that flies like your iron. So if having flat or lie angle in a hybrid would be really good to match your iron flight and attack greens from the same angle that you're doing with your irons. That being said, you know, they showed me the system, and I thought I was going to get 12 settings, and they said, we have a MyFly, because we call it MyFly, MyFly 33, and I was like, did you just say 33 settings?
Yeah.
Piqued my interest. I fell off the chair, and they all laughed. And like, well, you've been asking, so we were over-delivering, and great to Yagley and his team. And then we had to sit there and say, well, that's a lot. That could really confuse people, right? Other systems, people have said, that's so many. How do we make this easy to understand? So we've spent the better part of 2 years, and especially the last year, once we got the fitting tip hosel system perfected, really being able to make the protocol and being able to explain to people how it works. And for some people, that's what I just said, what we just said, is still really hard. So we made an app. Did Yagley tell you about the app?
Yeah, it's got the little QR code on the club.
It brings you to our website, and you can literally, if you don't like numbers, you just bring up the blank one. There's a blank one there that says, center is perfect. Where does your ball fly?
Yeah.
And the moment you touch where your ball flies, it'll ask you, look at the settings for this, and you push yes, and it'll tell you the settings to try, and it'll darken out
the rest of it.
It gives you three settings, darkens out 31 settings. So it's a great visual, and it's really leading the consumers to an easy fit. When that's what we're all looking for, right? We want to find it sooner. And then once it gets you to try something, all you need to ask yourself is, from here, do I want my ball flight to go higher, lower, more right, or more left? There's a dot right there next to you. Just try the next dot.
Yeah.
And it's that easy. And I've explained it to so many people. We've fit over 300 people so far. And once they understand it, they're like, oh man, it looks so complicated, but this is so easy and so fast. I mean, we're getting the we charge people money to come in here.
Yeah.
When they get fit in the first 10 minutes or one, two settings, do they feel like they're getting their money's worth? That's becoming a problem now. So I tell the guys, I go, maybe you need to beat around the bush a little bit. And before, even though you know where you're going, you got to give them an experience and show them the range, right? So I'm happy that it's getting to that, right? Because it really, time is everybody's money. Yeah. And if you can get a fitter there, and then now you can quickly get to, hey, this works for a driver. Let's do it for your fairway. Let's do it for your hybrid.
That's Jose Miraflor with Cobra Golf. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll find out more about everybody's question. What about the tour department? What do you want to know? We'll find out from Jose Miraflor next right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more.
Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the Online Agreement Center. Or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing now with Jose Miraflor, Cobra Golf, and we're inside the fitting center at headquarters in Carlsbad, California. Go ahead, Bob.
Tell us about your tour department. When we were with you in November, there was a guy that we knew who he was, but you couldn't announce it yet. But that's Max Homa now. He's there.
Worst kept secret in golf.
Yeah.
I had to call him Hax Moma for a long time.
Hax Moma.
People are
yep.
like, who's that? I'm like, it's the young up-and-coming guy. Yeah, Max Homa is now part of the family. I met him when he first came here in August to try our stuff for the first time. He fell in love with the driver range. He was the first non-Cobra staffer to try the driver on the range with our tour guy. And our tour guy said, this was easy.
Yeah.
And Max said, wow, this driver feels great. I love what the settings do. You can see the setting movements and what it's doing. He's in H2, I believe. H2, down low left. Ricky's in D2 or D3. He just wants to hit it left. So these guys utilize this system just as we do. I went to the TV shoot, met with all of them, fit them on camera. Ben and I worked together. Yeah. I show them the system. Ben would use the stuff to fit them, and they were left there all really happy. And Max he makes hitting a driver look so easy, doesn't he? The tempo is incredible, and the
beautiful
ball speeds of 190 plus. I'm like, oh my God, I love this guy. He can really move the ball when he wants to, right? So great dude on camera, and just a pleasure to work with.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, congrats. That's a big get.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like there's not a lot of, I don't know if you want to call them big names or whatever, that do a lot of shuffling. So I thought that was a pretty big get.
Yeah, 19 years with his other brand.
Yeah.
And he told me at the range, he goes, because I asked him, I go, what about our products you love? He goes, the driver, of course. He goes, but these irons, I've never experienced irons that go through the turf the way your irons go through the turf. And we have our way of doing a leading edge radius so that it doesn't enter, or it does enter the right way for a player, and then sole widths and camber and all that play very big into it. But he loved that about our irons. And you know, the story of how you can get a Max Homa is very interesting. There's a lot of people that can pay Max a lot of money to be part of their family.
Yeah.
But one of the things that he loved about being part of our family is he's one of the highest people ranked. He's one of the top people that people get to see. Instead of being part of a huge family where he could get lost in the shuffle, I find it hard to lose Max Homa in the shuffle, but he loved that. And then the product, right? When he came into us and hit our original muscle backs, did Yagley tell you the story? I don't want to reiterate.
No, hit it.
So he hit our original muscle backs because that's what he plays. Liked them a lot. He asked us, he said, are there ways to kind of make this a little bit more for me? And we asked about that, and, you know, what would you change on the iron? And he said, well, I'd probably make the top line a little bit thinner. And I For me, I like a little bit more offset. Well, we own 3D printing. So we did the CAD, sent it out to our 3D printers. 4 weeks later, we showed up to him with his set of irons, two sets actually. He had two different versions he wanted to try, two sets of irons for him to try, and he was blown away. What are these? These are the irons you wanted, thinner top line and more offset. And he hit him and he hit him and hit him. He's like, I can't believe the service. And that's what a tribute to Ben Showman and Siobhan Howard out there. Siobhan got married. Shoot, I forgot her married name. But they are the best service people in the business. And it's because we're able to support them to deliver products, whether it's apparel, shoes, or whatever. Mac's wearing our shoes, right? We're able to get him. That was a huge part of the equation, yeah. Right? And couldn't be happier if you
awesome.
Can't tell.
That's a great story, man. Congratulations. That's a good get. So what do you think? Where you're at right now, you've been here for 10, 11?
13 years.
13
and a half years now.
Wow. Wow. So this is that's awesome. So 13 and a half years of the iterations that you've seen around Cobra, because there were times when this whole lobby was orange and blue and, you know, and now, you know, it's a little... You know, I think it was maybe one of the guys, was it Mike or someone said, Derek was telling us the brand's grown a little bit. As Ricky's grown up, the brand's grown up
sure.
a little. Things like that. Where are you at right now? How would you assess Cobra right now for those listening that say, hey, why would I want to go with Cobra right now? What's
sure.
what's the position? What's the brand? What's the yeah. feel right now?
You know, Cobra's been around for a long time and has had many different ways that Cobra's been understood. When it started in 1973 with Tom Crow, he was just one of the best amateur golfers from Australia that wanted to build clubs, came to California and started his own company here. The first club ever known was the Baffler, which yep. for many years was the club to have if you're a tour player or a better player, because it got you out of every single lie, right? And then from there, you have your Greg Normans, your US Open wins, the driver that won 1997 Masters with a special young man who just blew everybody away. There's so many pieces of history where Cobra's been a part of it, whether you're a better player. And more recently, when Titleist owned Cobra, it was as the senior women's brand that provided a lot of high-speed, great performance clubs for them. When we took it over, we unlocked the chains. We are able to make, we have to make products for our tour players, which a lot of people get to play because it's the same products we sell as what we use on tour. Cobra took on a new look. And with Ricky, of course, you're going to celebrate orange. With Lexi, we celebrate the blue, right? Over the years, they both matured, and it's not all about color, and it has to be at some point about performance. And if Iagli didn't say it, I'm going to say it. I think we're one of the most innovative brands in golf. We're always looking to find something that's going to make the golfer play this game that we all love, that's super hard, a little easier. Whether it's electronics in your clubs or first graphite shafts ever in irons or you know, radius on clubs that people don't even understand, to internal weighting on drivers or now future fit 33. There's so many things, 3D printing, that we're proud of doing over the last 6 years alone. We've had so many innovations with our brand. We're proud of it. And I that's what I would like us to be known. And for those of you who haven't tried a Cobra product in a long time because it's maybe not the most expensive product out there or the best known because they have so many tour players or you know, not the thing, the best, you know, that everybody wants, Cobra is becoming that, if not already is. Yeah. We have one of the most expensive irons in our 3D printed, really great brand positioning for us, showing people what the highest technology. Nobody else has put out 3D printed irons yet. 3D printed putters. We have a whole lineage of products that's on the way to you guys. And then, if anything at all, if you want to find the most perfect fit, and that's our journey this year, is to show the fitting world what they have been missing all these years and what you could really unlock by trying our products. Go hit our driver, hit our fairway, hit our hybrid, and really dial in that long game to give you confidence to swing as smooth or as hard as you want, yeah. or as angry as you want, if you need to hear it that way. Because you know, we have one of the fastest golfers in the world, Kyle Berkshire, 150-mile club head speed. Oh. We build him a long drive, 60-degree driver of the LS that you guys may have hit today, and he will pick up some great club head speed. And if he was still competing on the, there are different world long drive tours now. He competes in all of them, and he's a three-time world champion for a reason, right? And it's not just the speed, but the product has to work for him too. Yeah. So we're happy to be a big part of that.
I'm psyched, man. I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm like ready to go. That was good.
Yeah,
that was really good.
I should have done this before you went and got fit. You guys would have been in there with all juiced up.
Juiced up.
Oh, yeah. Man, we were hyped. In fact, we wore ourselves out real fast.
The fact you show up somewhere an hour and a half early tells me you're psyched, that you're excited. And I was smiling the whole way when Rosie, our receptionist, sent me an IM, says, your guests are in the lobby. I'm like, I don't have any guests coming today at this time. Oh, it's BT. So I called you right away, and I knew it was you, and I could see the smiling face. Hey, we're here.
Yeah, I was so excited to pull up here. It's been way too long, but hey, we're excited to be working with you guys this year. We're excited to play the gear and represent, and hopefully our listeners will be able to hear a little bit more about this as we talk throughout the year and as you guys continue to evolve and release these new products. So congratulations, man. This is great stuff, and what an experience. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming. This is going to be fun, and I look forward to hearing your scores when the snow thaws out. See how they do for you guys, and I look forward to hearing about it on the radio.
Awesome. Thanks. Jose Miraflor, he's the best, one of our good friends, and I've known him since the beginning, 25 years ago when we first started this show. So,
and I had hair.
No, neither of us had much hair. A little bit, not much. All right, that's Jose. Thanks for joining us here from the Cobra headquarters fitting studio right here in Carlsbad, California. Thanks for being with us. Well, that was fun. Hope you enjoyed that. Jose Miraflor spending some time with us right there on Real Golf Radio. And I got to tell you, Bob, that was a fun day. We've done a lot of cool things over the years. That was right up there as one of my favorite days that we've ever had at Real Golf Radio. And the guys at Cobra were super awesome.
Yeah, it was really fun to arrive early because we were excited to be there. But then to be able to go through everything with Derek and then to sit down with Jose and talk to him about the facility and everything, it was just fun to go through that whole process and then sit down with everybody else and talk with them about what they're doing there at Cobra Puma Golf. And we'll have more on next week. But it was a great day, fly down, fly back, and one that we'll talk about for quite a while.
Yeah, we wore ourselves out, but we had a good time. So the two you're referring to that we are going to play next week is Mike Yeagley. He's the VP of Innovation, Research, and Testing for Cobra Golf. And he's going to break down all this technology. So we talked about, the different DS Adapt. We talked about the 3D printing and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot that goes into it. And Yeagley goes deep dive. Like, this is the engineer side, right? So we're going to do that next week. And Kristen Hines is the VP of Product Creation for Puma Golf. And we're going to hear about the new shoes and some of the new clothing line, including their continuation with their collaboration of Arnold Palmer gear and all that kind of stuff. So really good stuff. So we'll be doing more about that coming up next week. But I'll just say this. We have loved being with Callaway, and previously we were with TaylorMade, and just great people. The companies are awesome, right? Hose was at Callaway, at TaylorMade before he went to Cobra. So it's a small industry. And I'll just say this. We the last several years, we really appreciate Callaway and their support of Real Golf Radio over the years. And we're excited for this new chapter where we're going to be talking about Cobra Golf. And I was a little, I'll be honest, full transparency, I was a little unsure about what I might expect to go. Yeah. I've never played Cobra gear. And I really, really like my Callaway stuff, right? When I took that first swing, and this is not a knock on Callaway, it's not a knock on anybody else, but when I took that first swing of that King Tour iron, I literally said, you read about it, we'll see it on the video. I went, whoa. And it just, it is such a great feeling iron. I'm super excited. We're going to be working more with the driver, fairway woods, and get that all dialed in. I didn't switch last year to the smoke. I stayed with the Paradigm because I've hit it so well. And so again, I share that because what we've tried to do through the 25 years here on Real Golf Radio is be transparent and be authentic. And we always figured, hey, if we're going to represent a product, then it ought to be something that we believe in and that we would play and not just say, hey, you should play these irons. I'm not going to, but you should play these irons. And so that approach, that authentic approach is something that hopefully is helpful to you as the listener. And as you kind of consider this year and new equipment and where you're at, maybe you'll,
here's some of the things we say, and it might pique your interest to go give Cobra a shot.
Yeah, and I was going to say that exact thing. You know, if you're going to buy new clubs this year, if you're going to buy a new driver, fairway woods, which the fairway woods are phenomenal, if you're going to step out and do that and spend some money on your equipment, that type of thing, you got to give these guys a shot. Because I'll tell you what, it was amazing to be able to hit the irons that we were able to hit, 3D printed irons. There were like four drivers, but we only hit a couple of them because they didn't fit into our mold, but they can fit everybody. And that's what's really cool about it.
That's right. And we appreciate everybody for joining us and hope you enjoyed that at Real Golf. And I'll also throw this in. You might have heard the audio was a little bit different there. We've set up some cameras. We actually filmed all of that interaction, and we're going to work on some video and some different things to be able to put together for this trip and to continue to produce some of that stuff as we go throughout the year. So when we're traveling out to the majors, when we're out playing golf and goofing off, whatever it happens to be, we're going to try to have a little bit more of a video component to what we're doing with some YouTube channels and enhance our social and all that kind of stuff. So give us a follow at Real Golf or Real Golf Radio, wherever your favorite social site is. And you can also download us on the favorite podcast site as well by doing those same searches. But hopefully we'll have a little bit more interaction, a little bit more creativity. And we have been pretty well straight up radio. We don't pretend to be social media masters or anything like that. There's a lot of young guys out there right now that are killing it in that arena. We're just going to try to put a little bit of that mixed in and continue to do what we are doing. So seems to be the wave of the future. So why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, we don't claim to be influencers. You know, people listen to us because they like the content that we provide from the tours and the interviews that we have and stuff like that. But we're going to try and give you a little bit more. So
that'll be fun. By the way, I think you're an influencer, Bob. I don't know what you're talking about. Sure.
Did I influence you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think that we were influencers before influencers were influencers. How about that? Dave Glauser, he's an influencer. He's been a great producer right here on Real Golf Radio. Thanks to him and all his good work. For Bob Casper and Brian Taylor, thanks again to all the folks at Cobra for having us. Hope you enjoyed this week's show. Stay tuned, and we'll have more next week. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.